USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump cutting about $500 million in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, saying they're not doing enough to prevent migrant caravans from heading to the United States. Border officials say they are on pace to take about 100,000 people into custody just this month. And the president says they're running out of room for all those people. He also says if Mexico doesn't stop two more migrant caravans making their way north, that he'll close the border this week. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report is to be made public soon. Last night, President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani said he's not concerned about what's in it, and neither is President Trump.
Because I know something they don't know. He didn't collude with the Russians at all. He had nothing to do with the Russians.
He spoke on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine, the attorney general, saying he'll release the document in mid-April. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Authorities have arrested a suspect in connection with the death of University of South Carolina student Samantha Josephson on Friday.
24-year-old Nathaniel Rowland has been charged in her death. Police believe Josephson thought the car was her Uber ride. Police Chief William Holbrook.
Collections of blood were obtained by forensic crime scene agents and were submitted to SLED DNA lab for analysis. The analysis concluded that the blood in the suspect vehicle was that of the victim.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Rolling Stones postponing their U.S.-Canadian tour, as doctors have reportedly advised Mick Jagger to stay behind and receive medical treatment for an undisclosed illness, something his doctors say he is expected to recover from. Saturday arrests in Germany, where police say the 10 people they took into custody were planning to stage a huge Islamist terrorist attack that would kill as many non-believers as possible. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
People who regularly cross the southern border with Mexico are worried about President Trump's threat to close the border down. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
President Trump threatening to close down the border between the United States and Mexico if Mexico doesn't stop migrant caravans from reaching the U.S. Speaking from the Hidalgo, Texas port of entry, Chris Leach discusses how he, like many people, live in Mexico and work in the United States.
Every day at Anzandula's Bridge, sometimes that line for people coming from Mexico to go to the States can be up to 2 hours long, just to give you an idea of how many people are crossing to go to work.
The president says he could close the border as early as this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A warning has been issued to Russia and any other country that supports the Nicolas Maduro regime in Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
That warning was first issued by President Trump that Russia had to get out of Venezuela. Then another warning was made during a briefing at the State Department by Elliot Abrams, the special envoy for Venezuela.
I would just say that we have options, and that I think it would be a mistake for the Russians to think they have a free hand here. They don't.
After Russian troops were sent to Venezuela, the White House declared that action posed a direct threat to the region's security. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.